Welcome, my friends, to another edition, recording of Freedom Law School's Freedom Hour. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, and I'm going to be talking to you tonight about a very important topic at this time of year. Are you one of those people who's not required to file a 1040 income tax form by May 17th? It's a very important question because a lot of people right now are thinking about that. Should they or should they not file a 1040 form? They got right now 11 days left from the time of this recording to make that decision. So I'm going to cover that issue in specific detail. And then I'll be answering any of your live questions. Guys, if you make this place a little bit cooler, please kind of warm out here. Again, if it keeps on tour, but please keep it cool. Okay. So with that, folks, let's get on with the show. I'll start whenever my help tells me to get started. Maybe we can open this up a little bit to get a little bit of air this way also, this current perhaps. Let's rock and roll whenever you guys are ready. My IT guy will try us again in a few seconds, folks. Right. Hang in there. Are you one of those American citizens who is not required to file a 1040 income tax form by May 17, 2021? That is the question I'll be answering for you definitively. And the great news is a lot more of you are not required to file a 1040 tax form by May 17th than you realize. Even if you make a lot of money, and I will show it all to you momentarily, from the 1040 income tax form itself, the laws published by the government, and the Supreme Court decisions, all from the government's own sources. So you know a definite, clear answer what you should or should not do to follow the law correctly about the 1040 tax return issue. I am Peyman Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I found in 1996, educating Americans about the U.S. Constitution, the law and your rights, and how you can live free of oppressive taxation and control. With that, folks, let's go to my screen. Of course, our website is livefreenow.org. There it is. Let's go from there, folks, here to the IRS's website, irs.gov. The IRS announced that the tax paid for individuals extended to May 17th from April 15th, right? And to filing and paying deadline. Well, if you go down a little bit, well, on the website, this was released on March 17th by the IRS. What it says that the Treasury Department and the Internal Revenue Service announced today that the federal income tax filing due date for individuals for 2020 tax year will be automatically extended from April 15, 2021 to May 17, 2021. Now remember, this is the federal income tax filing due date for who? Individuals. Who are these individuals? That is a key question you're going to get answered tonight from government's own websites. Let's go follow the law properly. We're going to start with the U.S. Individual Income Tax 1040 form right here. As you see, the 1040 form is for U.S. individuals. Where? Well, but hold on. This U.S. is not the U.S. you're thinking of. Wait. You'll be pleasantly surprised, my friends. We go now to the 1040 instructions from at IRS's own website. And when we go down under instruction manual to page, you know, down, this is page 8, I think. And it says filing requirements. And it says clearly that these rules apply to all U.S. citizens. That's the key word. Regardless of where they live and resident aliens. So remember, all U.S. citizens, we're going to come back to this U.S. issue very soon. Now, let's go here right now to the Code of Federal Regulations. What the Code of Federal Regulations, folks, is the U.S. Treasury interpretations of the laws. Okay, this is the Internal Revenue Code, the entire federal tax law, the paper version of it, one of my two copies in my possession. This is the entire federal tax law. It's all in here in this tiny font, as you can see, tissue paper, thin paper. You have to follow these exactly to the precise words and definitions here. We'll do this stuff online. However, these laws passed by Congress are interpreted, implemented by the executive branch, U.S. Treasury, which is above the IRS, which section 1 of the code, everybody knows, imposes a tax, they say. Yeah, okay, I agree. But the regulation of section 1, which I'm going to get to, which is called the Code of Federal Regulations, okay, is going to give us the exact answer on this issue. Let's go back to the screen. Now, to get there, folks, I'm just going to show you you have to click on a few pages to get there from the govinfo.gov website. You know, you got a Title 26, which is the federal tax laws, because there are 54 categories of federal law. From that, you click on right download volumes on the right side. When you do that, it takes you to the Internal Revenue, and you see on the top left that a symbol says authenticated U.S. Government Information, GPO, Government Printing Office. I'm going to zoom in for you a little bit more. See, folks, this is not something we're making up. You see that right there? This is authentic U.S. government information. Now, we go down to Section 1's regulation, determination of tax liability and tax on individuals. It's 1.1-1, income tax on individuals, right? That's, remember, the word individuals that was used in the IRS's announcement about the extension of date to May 17th. This is the individuals they are describing, okay? So it says, general rule, section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States. That's right. We're going to come back more to this citizen or resident of the United States. And we're going to go back up to the top of the page, continue this, folks, okay? Here it is. I have it here. And to the extent provided by Section 871B or 877B on the income of a non-resident alien individual. Okay. So remember, we got U.S. citizen residents and non-resident aliens. Hang in there, folks. It's going to get more interesting now. Let's continue on. By the way, who is the citizen? Every person born or naturalized in the United States and subject to its jurisdiction is a citizen. Looks just fine, this, but guess what? This citizen that I'm describing may not be you. We shall see. even if you're born in the 50 states, because we have to go and define the word United States. That's key. And this is where they fall on the law as published by the government. This is uscode.house.gov. Okay. The House of Representatives provides the laws for all of us to follow on their website for CX. This is official. As you see, it says from Title 26, Internal Revenue Code. And here we are, Chapter 79, definitions, which are very critical. These definitions are extremely critical, and you must understand them correctly. Okay? So here we go down. We scroll down. They define all kind of terms. And it says, when used in this title, what title are they speaking about? Right here. Title 26 of federal tax laws, the Internal Revenue Code. Yes. This is the same thing online you're looking for, looking at. So when using the Internal Revenue Code is what it says, right? They define all kind of obvious terms like person. Yes, you have to define person the way they want it to be. Corporation, and we're going to go down to the term United States and states. And the term United States, when used in a geographical sense, and that is, folks, what we want to know. What geography landmass is this applying to? That's key. And here it is. The landmass only includes the states and the teeny little District of Columbia, otherwise called Washington, D.C. Now, I know what you're thinking. Well, obviously it applies to the 50 states and Washington, D.C. Hold your hats, because the term state is also defined here. And state shall be construed or interpreted to include, again, the District of Columbia, where such construction or understanding or interpretation is necessary to carry out the provisions of this title. Wow. Look at that, folks. So United States includes the District of Columbia, and the state also means the District of Columbia. So it applies to only the District of Columbia. The United States that you are used to thinking for nationality purposes is not the United States that the Internal Revenue Code talks about. I am a U.S. citizen, okay, and a Florida citizen, and you are a U.S. citizen and that of your state, but for Internal Revenue Code purposes, you're not a U.S. citizen unless you are a citizen of Washington, D.C. Yes. Now, why is that important, by the way? Because Washington, D.C., folks, was given by the state of Maryland and Georgia way back in late 1700s, after the Constitution was written, 13 years after the Declaration of Independence of 1776. We had 13 years without a U.S. government. They created a new government called the United States, and they delegated certain powers to this federal government that they created out of new. The states did that. And in order for the federal government not to be under the thumb of any states, they did not have its offices be in any state like New York, Pennsylvania, or Georgia. They gave it its own land, the 10-mile square swamp land that they gave the District of Columbia, so that the federal government is independent, and within that 10-mile square, the federal government was given complete authority to do whatever it wants to do. So the United States, in tax laws, refers to that 10-mile square piece of land, okay? So the 50 states that you and I think of is all the union states, California, New York, Florida, right? So let's go on. We're going to go now to Section 871 that the regulation mentioned, tax on non-resident alien individuals. So let's first talk about what does the term non-resident mean, okay? Resident of where? Non-resident with respect to Washington, D.C. So as far as the tax law is concerned, not nationality, okay? Only for tax purposes. If you live in Florida or Texas, you are a non-resident of Washington, D.C. You are non-resident of the United States as defined here. I know to you it looks like, what? How can I be a non-resident? I live right here in Texas. Yes, for immigration and nationality purposes, yes. But for taxes, it has its own unique definitions. So, you live in Texas or Florida, you are a non-resident alien as compared to the United States, which is defined here as the District of Columbia, right? So, let's look at the non-resident alien tax in this section, okay? We're going to go down to the relevant part, and it says income connected with United States business graduated rate of tax. Here it is now, imposition of tax. A non-resident alien individual, which means anybody outside D.C., can be from France, Japan, Egypt, Florida, or New York, doesn't matter. You are non-resident of Washington, D.C., right? Engage in trade or business within United States, which means trade or business within Washington, D.C., right? During a taxable year, shall be taxable as provided in these sections on his taxable income, which is effectively connected with the conduct of a trade or business within Washington, D.C. From now on, when you see the word Washington, the United States, in the Internal Revenue Code, read Washington, D.C. It's like in the law, they say, if they say a dog, in the law, from now on is a cat. When you read law, when you read dog, you should know, oh, that's a cat. You read dog, but it's a cat, because the defined dog is a cat is a dog. That's how it goes. I'll show you that a little bit later again. So this is a key word, folks. They talk about this key term, anybody engaged in a trade or business, right? Conduct of a trade or business. Now, I bet you're thinking, well, if I'm a small businessman, commission agent, independent contractor, I'm involved in the trade or business. Construction contractor, computer guy, network marketer. No, not according to the federal tax laws. Here it is, folks. As amazing it is that Section 7701, 826, that we were reading from definitions, if you go down further under 826, defines trade or business as it includes the performance of functions of public office. Wow! Someone who performs functions of public office, they talk about federal public office, obviously, not Egyptian or Japanese or German public office or California or New York, is involved with the trade or business. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? You think trade or business means someone who's got his own business making money, right? You wouldn't think that, wait a minute, government people, they're public servants. Our public servants have turned, you know, this government work into a business, into a trade. That's, folks, out of the federal tax law. They're defining these things cleverly to deceive you, and it works. Because you wouldn't think about trade or business being federal government workers and congressmen and judges, unless you saw it right here, black and white, from the Congress's own website for yourself. So now it makes sense what they got going on here, that if you are a someone from, for example, California, working in the federal Washington, D.C., in the trader business, okay, you get money paid by federal government, post office workers, soldiers, bureaucrats, from the conduct of your federal government work, you have to pay income tax also. Yep, that's what it means. Now, I know your head's blowing. You're saying, oh, come on, Paymon, that can't be. Obviously, states is implied, got to be in there, right? Well, let's see what the Supreme Court says. You agree with the Supreme Court of the United States? I do. Okay, you do too. Let's go to the U.S. Supreme Court after the next screen. The next screen, here we go. And here is the Supreme Court of the United States website. We're going to go in there and look up this case of, here it is. It's called Stenberg versus Carhart. This was decided in the year 2000. Let's go down to relevant language of this court case, Stenberg versus Carhart. And it says this amazing words to you, I'm sure. When a statute or law passed by legislature, Congress, includes an explicit definition like the definition that you just saw, trader business, United States and state, right? He must follow that definition, even if it varies from that term's ordinary meaning. Yes, we have to follow that definition. United States means Washington, D.C. Trader business is performing functions of federal public office, right? And they refer to this other court case of Meese versus Keene by the Supreme Court of 1987, which says it is axiomatic, which means self-evident, obvious, that statutory definition by law defined definition of a term excludes unstated meanings of that term. So when the 50 states are not in there, they're not there. It's obvious, self-evident. Mm-hmm. So see, we got to, the Supreme Court says, all of us, them and us, go by these definitions that you saw from the federal tax laws. Not what you and I, as the average person, think the term should mean, right? So, and if you have any doubt about this, folks, I'm going to give you this case that you can find. I got from Library of Congress website called Gould versus Gould, G-O-U-L-D. Okay, this is Gould. This is a 1917 unanimous Supreme Court case. Here it is. Let's go down to relevant language of this. Because, folks, some of you still doubt me. Despite seeing the law for yourself and the Supreme Court decision, you have doubts. I don't know. I'm going to remove all doubts for you according to Supreme Court again. Here we go. Supreme Court says, well, you can look at all the stuff yourself. Just have Gould, space V, G-O-U-L-D, Gould, on your computer. It'll come up. These court cases, type them up on your search engine of your computer or your smartphone, they will come up, okay? Here it is, the court says, in the interpretation, means, which means understanding of statutes, laws, levying taxes, imposing taxes. It is the established rule, folks, well known, their provisions, the provision of the tax laws by implication. There is no tax by implying beyond the clear import of the language used, right? Or to enlarge their operation of the tax laws, so as to embrace matters not specifically pointed out. See, if it's specifically not pointed out, it's not tax. That's what the Supreme Court says is a well-established rule. And then they continue and give this final clincher, nail in the coffin statement, saying, in case of doubt, You have any doubts? Here it is answered for you right now. The United States means only Washington, D.C. in the federal tax laws. They, that means the tax laws, are construed or interpreted or understood most strongly against the government power to tax and in favor of the citizen not being taxed. That's it, folks. That's a closed, shut case. Read this stuff for yourself. You can go back to your screen and rewind and read this stuff again for yourself all you want. All the stuff I've shown you, rewind them if you want to. And take a look at them more slowly if you wish. Let's go. I'm going to show you one more thing, folks. And I'm going to show you there's multiple places in the Internal Revenue Code where they have these specific definitions of United States and for certain chapters or subchapters. I'm going to show you just one of them right now. Of the videos that show you many more examples of that, one I'll show you just now. This is again from Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, Federal Tax Laws, Section 4612, Definitions and Special Rules. For what? For Subchapter A, Tax on Petroleum. And as we go down, we can see here they're defining many things for the purposes of this subchapter only. What subchapter again? The subchapter tax on petroleum we're talking about, right? For this subchapter only, they define all kind of terms, including the term United States. Let's look at that. The term United States means, wow, look at that, the 50 states. They actually list the 50 states in there and the District of Columbia. And, oh, there's more. The Commonwealth of Puerto Rico, any possession of the United States. And they mention again, for good measure, the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands and the Trust Territory of Pacific Islands, which I bet you none of you heard before. They even add more, folks. Look at this. You don't assume anything. Now, can we assume there's more in there? Guess what? They don't leave it to assumption. They actually list more specific things in there. They also add in there specifically the continental shelf. That's the seabed around the United States, the sea, the ocean that's close to the United States. And they even include foreign trade zones like America used to have, the Panama zone. Panama Canal. I like it that being very specific. They list all of these territories and the 50 states. It's really laid out here. So when it comes to petroleum, it applies to all the 50 states and then some. Whereas income tax, general rule in the Internal Revenue Code is applies to Washington, D.C., and anything related to Washington, D.C. And let's continue, folks, now to, again, go back to Section 7701. Remember, when it, you know, United States. So when it says here, United States means Washington, D.C., and states, and the state is District of Columbia again, that means it's really Washington, D.C., as I've told you before. So to review all of this, then what that means is this. The individual is speaking here about the IRS in a news release that the tax statement expired through May 17th is what? Is these individuals are U.S. citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and others who perform functions of federal government. No matter what, if they are from California, Egypt, Japan, Germany, or Florida, we're all, okay, known non-resident aliens of Washington, D.C., okay? So, and you see, that's why consistently you see these words, that 1040 form is U.S. That's Washington, D.C., individual income tax return. The instruction form tells you on the 1040 form that who's going to apply it? These rules apply to all Washington, D.C. citizens, regardless of where they live, right? And resident aliens, right? So, folks, May 17th, to vast, vast number of Americans, 99%, is simply just another day. For me, and I bet you for 99% of you. So, the 1% of you who must by May 17th file and pay U.S. federal income tax are who? Those of you who are citizens or residents of Washington, D.C. and others from anywhere on earth or universe who have performed functions of federal public office. Post office workers, soldiers, bureaucrats, judges, congressmen and the aides, that's the people. That kind of people, they have to file income tax, not you. I know this is a lot you just heard. Folks, you watched this presentation because you were looking for freedom. You were looking for the truth. Congratulations. Hard work and research has paid off. You found it. Now, it's up to you to continue on your journey to freedom. I continue studying this material on Freedom Law School's website. So what you want to do, go to livefreenow.org. Folks, I've been saying since 1992, the income tax is a fraud and a hoax on the American people. This on the front page of us, this video here is a short version of this video, only 9 minutes, right? When you click on that, that will take you to a longer version like this and other short videos you should watch, okay? Now, folks, what you do next, now you say, hey, Mom, well, if I don't follow 1040, then what do I do? I'll show you what you should do to be smart, follow the laws as published by government 100% of the time, and I'll show you how. What you do, folks, okay, is on the top of our website, go to Income Tax Freedom. Free yourself from income tax. You free yourself from tax withholding, Social Security, 1099 forms, and self-employment taxes as well. But let's go to the first and the main one, individual income tax, and open that link in a new tab. And what you see here, folks, is instructions, okay, on how you can lawfully and safely free yourself from filing and paying U.S. income taxes. Now, remember, folks, that means whether it's wages, salaries, commissions, business income, stocks, bonds, investment, cryptocurrency, capital gains, real estate, anything, all of that. You will zero on that if you're from one of the 50 states. Got it? Unless you met those two conditions I mentioned and I covered earlier in this presentation. So what you're going to do here, folks, is this. Here in this page, I show you what you should do is write Congress about it. Watch this video about this because this is key to be free, how you can avoid tax prison 100% of the time by following the law 100% of the time. That's what I show you here. Watch that video on this page, and it will guide you through how to petition the Congress for redress of your grievance that the people in the government, I'm talking about the IRS management, the U.S. Department of Injustice lawyer, yes, U.S. attorneys, and some double crooked judges in collusion, they ignore the law presented by Congress and upheld by U.S. Supreme Court and impose this income tax on those of you in America and 50 states who don't owe it. We got to tell our representatives in government to stop this. They can do that. They can put a stop to it, impeach and fire all of his crooks, okay? All of them that which I just mentioned in the U.S. government. Here is the petition to Congress that you can download and you should plan on print and send to your congressman. Every one of you should do this. Here's the PDF of this. I'm going to open that in the new tab. Here, this right here, you see the PDF in blue. When you go there, folks, here it is. It comes up like this, but you can zoom it in like I do. As you can see, folks, it's written to your representative in government, Congress, and your two U.S. senators, folks. This letter is headlined Justification for Congressional Investigation of Income Tax Collection by the Rogue People in Government, which I listed earlier. In this letter, folks, what you do is there for you. All these laws and more, which I mentioned, are quoted exactly verbatim from the government websites, which I showed you earlier. Verbatim, folks, okay? In addition to having be, you know, verbatim listed and a story is told to a congressman, I'm going to go down after this letter, which is not very long. At the end of this letter, you will see a list of all these laws, legal points and authorities which are mentioned are attached. Boom, there it is, folks. They're all listed right here. In addition to being listed here, all these legal authorities that the letter mentions, relies upon, all of them are attached to a letter to congressman. Yep, just like you see what I got here. All of this is attached. Some of you see case 7701 definitions. There it is, folks. Definition means United States. There it is. This is a printout from the U.S. House of Representatives' own website. And you write to them and say, look, here's what I want you to do, congressman. If I'm wrong, please show me. I'm happy to pay my fair share of taxes. I'm not trying to cheat my fellow Americans that pay labor and are driven to poverty by the income tax, and me cheat and not pay. That's not my goal. If I'm wrong, please show me, and I humbly will see how I got these laws from the wrong source. They've been canceled, removed, right? Show me if I'm wrong, please. But if I'm right, what you should do is to hold congressional hearings and end this thing, folks. End the misapplication of the income tax on Americans in the 50 states that do not owe the income tax. This stuff is free. Absolutely free. All these letters. Okay? You do that, and then if they do refute you, then continue filing paying income tax. If they don't refute you, with refuting your letter, not some off-the-wall answers. No, no. Point by point, specifically they should refute you, right? Because you're making the argumentation, which is bam, 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 build on top of each other, right? Now, if they don't refute you, you've done all you can do, folks. All you can do. What more can you do than you write the congressman to see here's the law I'm relying upon? If I'm wrong, please let me know. You write all three people that must answer to you, that are responsible to you. That's the best you can do. And when they don't respond to you, they ignore you, they're admitting that you're right. And you stop filing and paying income tax and you rely on the law. Right? That's simple. Now, some of you are happy to use this information on our website, on our YouTube channel, and do it on your own. And I'm happy for you to do it on your own if you want to do that, folks. Really, I'll really try as hard as I can to put as much of this information on Freedom Muscle's website. Let's put it on the screen, folks. Livefreenow.org for you to do it yourself. I want to empower you to be able to do these things for yourself, okay? Because I've always believed in empowering people Okay. However, some of you, if you say, well, Paimon, I would feel safer if I could have someone like you who has 29 years of experience in this stuff to be in my corner, back me up with all your research and experience, right? Well, if you want that, here it is. I'll mention it to you briefly. Okay, on our front page of our website, if you go down, you see our $70 million guarantee. 20 years ago, I created a program called the Royal Freedom Package. And a few months ago, I came up with this based upon 20 years of experience that you may lawfully stop filing and paying U.S. income tax with our Royal Freedom Package membership, and Freedom Law School will keep the IRS from levying your money for 7 years minimum, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million. That's right, $1 million. This is the most incredible thing, folks, the 7 year $1 million guarantee. And folks, the cost of the program could be as low as $400 a year. You click on Royal Freedom Package, it's there available for those of you who are interested. It's there, you can call us. Also, we give you more information. So you have choices to make. Number one, are you going to forget about this? You just got the red pill of truth. You're going to go back in the blue pill of delusion and deception, and lies and ignorance. That's one choice for you. The second choice is for you to use a material on our website, on our videos. There's a lot on our website, folks. Here it is, folks. Let me show you again. Look how much Freedom Law School has under the Education Materials tab. A lot here. You should read these pages and the videos in them. And Income Tax Freedom, all these letters are educational for you first, as well as your congressman, folks. Educate yourself, folks, with all of this. Okay? And then do it on your own if you wish to. That's choice number two. Choice number three is to join our Royal Freedom Package. And folks, we, to be honest with you, we need and invite your support, because it's with your commitment and your financial support that all this is made possible. So if you want to do that, great, we're here for you. And those of you who don't make much money, you believe you're not as rich as you should be, if you're poor, you want to be able to have more money, I'm going to provide you an incredible opportunity, folks, to just share the truth and get paid up to $4,500 per referral. If you go down our front page of our website, below the material I just showed you, you will see the link right here. How here's a freedom opportunity you have right now to share your love of truth and get paid up to $4,500 cash tax-free. There's a short video on it. You can click on the Freedom Opportunity Plan, and the details are there for you to see for yourself. You can just refer to us, and I'm happy to pay you. I want to pay you up to $4,500 cash tax-free per some other American, your friend, relative, your coworkers, anybody you know, that we can help them free themselves from IRS deception and slavery. And folks, the more of us free ourselves by following this legal process I just showed you, eventually we can free America. The IRS is collapsing of its own weight, just like the former communist Soviet Union. Yes, I'm a child of 1960s and 70s. Soviet Union was a powerful giant empire. We never thought this communist entity will disappear of its own weight, but it did. So was the IRS. Its computers date back to the 1960s. The oldest computer systems in the government. They're a bunch of incompetent people. They're creatures of the media. The same media that builds up for you Joe Biden and Hillary Clinton, right, that are fantastic people, same media tells you the IRS is, powerful. They're not. You have a lot more power. Go to our YouTube channel, as I'll show you folks. And when you get there, folks, go to our playlist. These playlists are here to help educate you to be free. They're empowering, and I'm going to put more on there. So check those out, folks. And bottom line is, you hold the keys to freeing yourself. I only provide the tools, plug it in, educate yourself, and Freedom Law School is here to back you up if you want to. Please like our videos, give us thumbs up, subscribe to our channel on our front page, folks, of Freedom Law School. When you go there, folks, and so get the word out and share. Share our videos with everybody you know out there, folks, like on your social media, email to your friends, right? Text them to your friends to listen to them in the cars. Let's have you be free. And together we shall all make America a free country once again.
Okay, all done.
How long was it?
That one was about 45 minutes long.
Okay. About as long as I thought it would be. All right. I probably should do a short on this one, huh? Should I do a short now or later, you guys? What do you think? Should I do a short video on this now or afterwards?
I think Benny's
responding. We'll do it later on. We'll do it later. Yeah, we do respond. Okay, let's get your questions answered, folks. Let's put the call number on the screen. And for those of you who have any kind of a freedom question about this topic or other freedom topics, I'm happy to address them for you. We have two callers from area codes 505 area code caller first. Then we're going to go with the caller from area code 714 next. The caller from area code 714, for your privacy, only give me your 505, yes. Only give me your first name and then tell me how you heard about Freedom Law School. And then go ahead and ask your question, please.
Hello, this Andrew is the first name. And we spoke, Paimon, 2 weeks ago. You were wonderful to with your help. Can you all hear me now? Is it everything
yes.
working?
Yes, yes.
Oh, great. Okay. So
you called the Freedom Hour. We spoke 2 weeks ago, right?
Yes, right. I sent in a one page with some questions on it. Do you have that?
Do I have it there, guys? Oh, how do I get to it? I forgot that. We don't have it. We don't keep it from week after week after week, my friend. You know.
No, I just sent it. I sent a single page, fresh, a new page today.
Well, but you sent out a page today, but look, you got to call us, let us know. You send it and call it. We're just so busy. Unless you tell us, we don't get that and put it on this system up on my studio. So I'm sorry I don't have that to go over with you, my friend. Okay?
Oh, dear.
But
well,
next week you call in, now that we know you sent it to us, we'll have it ready for me to go over like someone else. I'm ready to go over their situation right now.
Well, I can ask you the questions if we can, please. Yeah.
Come on, print it. Okay, ask me a question. He's going to print it out for me right now. Anyhow, while we see if I can help you, Andrew. Yes, sir. What's your question, my friend?
Wonderful. Well, okay. So the first question is, after your excellent presentation just now, of course, that's for federal income tax. What about the state income taxes? Do they have any right to, if you live in a state, because they're separate countries, do they have the right to tax us, or how does that work?
The states do have the right to impose income tax because the income tax powers of the federal government is restricted in the U.S. Constitution, not that of the states. But all the states that I ever come across, they impose their state tax laws on federal tax law definitions. So they base it upon this. So if you are a citizen or resident of Washington, D.C., and do something in California, okay, or Colorado, you must pay income tax. If not, you don't.
Well,
okay?
Let's say I was a resident in California for 7 years. And
yes.
In the tax year of 2019, I when I filed, having sold a property in Rhode Island, I with my tax attorney, he filed in federal, Arizona, Rhode Island, and California because I have a resident in, or
well, Andrew, hold on. I'm sorry. I apologize. If people in the call don't know you. Andrew is a pastor, an old man. He's a good man. Not only I went through his question 2 weeks ago in detail, I actually gave him complimentary consultation on the phone myself earlier last week. I answered his questions. Andrew, I cannot go over that stuff. He's asking a lot of long questions. Here, you got his questions are just, you know, here it is. Here's a whole page of questions. You know, I just cannot go over all the stuff you got and all the stuff right now. Maybe if I answer the other people who have quick questions, probably more quick than you, let me address them first and let me come back to you. But when I come back to you, Andrew, I need you to expedite your question to the point. Okay? Please try to do that. But let me take the other guys who've been with the first time callers, get the questions answered, and I will come back to you, my friend. Okay? Let's go to the call from Eric 414. We'll come Andrew after him. Or her. What's your name and how did you hear about us? First name, call from area code 714.
Hi, Payman. I will go with Cal. You know, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time and I've already been stopped I've been getting all my money since 2016. But my question is about how to buy a home, you know, with zero, with my filing as zero income, yeah.
Well, basically, you're not going to be able to get those ultra-low government-subsidized FHA loans that require tax returns and charge you maybe 4% or 5% interest. You're going to use your bank deposits and pay maybe 5%, 6%. That's how it works. Or other private lenders that might charge you a little bit more than that. That's how you do that. Now, most of the mortgage lenders out there you come across will not know that. So you're going to call a mortgage lender, not the banks. Hey, can you give a loan based on bank deposits? Okay, if they do, that's your man. Call somebody else if they say no. That's the number one thing. The private money lenders, hard money lenders, don't even require that many of them. But for those, it's a pretty maybe 10, 20%. They probably want to put down 20, 25 to 35% more down payment. And they're asking for no documentation at all. I got a course on the topic, which I put together also, but that's the short answer for you. Does that help you?
I see. Yeah, I just want to say, you know, for whoever listening, you know, whatever you're saying is actually accurate. You should just, do your homework. I'm an immigrant, and it's funny that you keep mentioning Egypt. I'm also Egyptian, you know, so I came from Egypt 2011, and I started, you know, reading about it since 2013. That's, you know, all the tax laws and all the corruption that's happening here, and I find, the most Americans just, paying their money, you know, and sheeple people, and just because someone said so, and then I have to do it. And I've been called the crazy one and the one who coming from overseas. But at the end of the day, you know, I'm the one who actually keeping my money, you know, my state's money. I've been getting it, you know, I know the tricks. I'm not going to mention as a website, you know, to respect your shows. But, you know, it's been working. So I'm just encourage more Americans to do that, you know, and reach, you know, reach you and ask you a question. So thank you for all that.
You're welcome. My pleasure. And thank you for trying to do your part to wake up Americans to take back our government and our country. Thank you. I appreciate that, Cal. Do you have any other callers? You're welcome. Huh? Any other callers? From 970, we have a caller. What is your first name? Call off America 970, and how did you hear about us and your question?
970, we have a caller. What is your first?
Hello, are you there? Call for Miracle 970.
This is Jim.
Jim, how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
On the internet.
Okay. Right. And how may I help you?
How old do you have to be called an old man?
Depends on whose definition you go by, doesn't it?
Well, I'm going by your definition.
My definition is depend on your health as well as your absolute age.
Pardon?
70 years old. Depends on you. Some 70-year-old people are healthier than and in better shape than many 60-year-olds. So why do you ask, if I may ask?
Well, I don't know. You keep referring to older people as old men, and I just wondered what your criteria was.
Well, I'm 58 years old. I got a lot of white hair, so I'm old. My children call me old. Okay? Do you have any questions you want to ask about freedom issues,
well,
my friend?
Well, I just seen you recently with Joe Bannister in the past, and you're a very handsome man, even at that point. And anyways, that was just an ancillary question. I'm older, as you might guess, and I'm wanting to go back to work. And what would you put on a 1040 where it says Social Security number? Would you put not a subset? Would you put all X's or all zeros or what? If you don't
This whole presentation, Jim, that I would not fill out the form at all. I would put nothing on it. On a 1040 form. Doesn't apply to you or me. Do you want to fill one out?
A W-4 form.
Okay, this is one of the most commonly asked questions people asking me. How to stop withholding on the paycheck at work? And folks, rather than me having to give a presentation every time someone asks me, the answers are there on our website. Okay? You go on our website under Income Tax Freedom. Okay? Income Tax drop down menu. You go down to free yourself from tax withholding. Okay? The second drop down menu item. Open that link. And this page, I have detailed instructions what to do. How, Jim and others, you can stop your employer from withholding and sending your money to the IRS. And I've done a video presentation specifically on this topic that you see here, in addition to step-by-step instructions. Please follow that so that I can get to other people's questions right now. Do you have any other questions you wish to ask of me?
No, that's it. Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, I'm telling you, our website, livefreenow.org, is full of useful information. You've got to, use it. Education materials is there. Okay, a lot of stuff here in this drop-down menu, okay? And then Income Tax Freedom, okay? You want to see how we've unbeat the IRS? We got that here. My victory's right here. Under course packages here. Then you have options. You know, if you need help right away, in the Freedom Hour and our homepage. It's not that big. Deliberately, I've kept it nice and tight and organized so you can find what you're looking for pretty quickly and easily. We have a call from area code 813. My friend, what is your first name only, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
My name is Elizabeth, and I've known about you for a few years now. Periodically, you'll pop up in my YouTube feed. I'm just starting a new job. I'm 55 years old, and I'm working to put together a retirement. If I stop paying income tax, does that also mean that I don't get Medicare when I'm 67 or 65?
No.
Awesome.
You can get Medicare if you want to. Any other questions?
Well, is it, am I still paying for it, like, cash, or does, because it would normally come out of my social security, like, well, Part A is free, Part B costs money. But if I don't pay the FICA tax and the Medicare tax, does
you
that mean
still
I don't get it?
Even if you never paid $1 of FICA tax, Social Security tax, self-employment tax, if you never paid any, you can still collect Social Security from the socialist system and have the socialist system give you free health care or subsidized lower care, lower cost health care, all that stuff. You will still get it if you want it. I don't recommend it because I'm not a socialist. And I like to help educate people to be self-reliant as much as possible, number one. Number two, the modern American is corrupt, just like the IRS, just like you see in this whole corona hoax situation that's falling apart, right? People are dying of these vaccines now, okay? The system is corrupt. I deliberately never had any health insurance, except for a few years when I was very young. I stopped having no more health insurance for me or my wife and children. Zero health insurance because it's not health insurance. Yes, it's not. The modern medical system answers is poison you with drugs, cut you up with surgery, take out body parts that they think you don't need it, radiate you, okay, or burn you. I don't think that's what our creator meant for us to be. Animals don't get sick like humans, and wonder why. Our modern diets are terrible. You know, if you want to know about real health, go to westernaprice.org. I'll put it on the screen for you. You know, you don't need all that stuff. But, you know, I know this sounds kind of crazy to some of you. That's okay. You don't have to believe me. I'm going to give you guys a free tip. This is westernaprice.org. The greatest website on health and nutrition on earth. Dr. Price in 1930s by accident discovered the keys to health. So, but if you really want that, you know, radiation, poisoning by drugs, all that stuff, it's there. But I suggest what you do, go to this website, and when you go down to the right-hand side, you know, it says, introduction to our work. Yep, see that? Introduction on the on right side. Click on that, read about it. You know, the way to health is by proper nutrition. Number one, modern diets are terrible, terrible for our health. That's the number one cause of disease. Okay, but if I get in a car accident and my bones break, I do want a doctor put me back together. So I had my wife increase our medical insurance coverage for car accidents. Okay, but anyhow, but if you want to get the Medicare system, you can still get it. Whether you file income tax at all or not.
Okay. Thank
you very
much. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You're most welcome. Anybody else with any more questions? Area code 970 Jim has more questions. Yes, Jim. Same Jim? Same person? Okay, Jim.
Yes.
What other questions do you have?
If a person pays in their 40 quarters and then stops contributing, can you still get Social Security, is that right?
You were listening to me a few minutes ago when I said that you can pay zero Social Security and still collect Social Security. Did you hear me say that before?
Yeah, you said you can pay zero and still get Social Security and still get Medicare. Is that right?
Medicare and Social Security.
Okay, that's right. You're right.
The tax and benefits are not related. It's a lie. The deception. There is no such thing as a Social Security trust fund where your tax dollars are put in there and saved. And based upon that, they pay you. That's a lie.
Right.
Your money spent immediately by federal governments on bank bailouts, corporate bailouts, wars, waste, and fraud. Okay? There's no correlation. They give you out of their generosity something. You know, that's why they pay illegal aliens come to America. They make immigrants who work 0 days in America and never paid. They still collect Social Security and get Medicare. Okay? So you don't have to worry about any of that stuff if you want to do that. Any other questions?
Okay. That's the reason they have a Social Security office in Mexico City, right? To distribute Social Security numbers to Mexicans, is that right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't know about that office. That makes sense, but okay. I haven't looked at that topic.
Okay. Thank you, Payman.
You're welcome. Any other calls with questions? 424 caller from West Los Angeles, I think it is, isn't it? What's your first name, my friend, and how did you hear about Freedom Law School?
My name is Ann. I saw you on YouTube and I subscribed, and I just signed up on your emailing list, and I got to join today for the first time. I have two questions, sir. First question, You mentioned the cryptocurrency and capital gain as well.
Yes.
No need to file income tax for that because I do own precious metal. I own foreign currencies. Mm-hmm. I also own cryptocurrency. So therefore, I don't have to file anything, correct?
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Number
two.
No,
let me show you something else, by the way. For the cryptocurrency people, okay, here is, as you see, the 1040 U.S. individual income tax form for 2020. There's a question that has been added to this form that you must sign under oath. You swear it's true, correct, and complete like everything else. Right here, you see it, you know, in this line at blue. Okay, at any time, so let me put my mouse on there. Here we go. During 2020, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest? Let's go on. Interest in any virtual currency, you must answer that truthfully, yes or no. You must swear by this question if you have cryptocurrency, okay? And if you don't, you can go to prison for many, many years. On page 2 of the form at the bottom, see the signature line, you see the bottom of it left in big print tells you, sign here. And tiny print next to it says, under penalties of perjury, I declare. What's penalties of perjury? Under oath. You're swearing like before a judge and a jury. Again, if you lie, you can go to prison for that. And what are you swearing to? That you have examined this return, company schedules, and statements. And to the best of your knowledge, okay, and belief, let's continue, okay, they are true, correct, and complete. Any little deviation? Prison time. Yep, that's what you're asking for. And what you should, let me show you on our website one more page under education materials that you will appreciate. And under education materials, go down to questions to ask your tax preparer. There it is, right here. You open that page in a new tab before you fill out 1040 income tax confession form with TurboTax, HR Block, your CPA accountant, anybody. You should ask this question of them because they are greasing your way to prison by filling out those confession forms that you do not understand. Okay, and you can go to prison for all these charges I list here, okay, that combined, you can go to prison for 9 years. Yes, send it to prison for 9 years for each 1040 tax form that they prepare for you to sign and mail to the IRS. Does it help you, Ann?
Yes. Kind of. I don't have to file income tax because I'm not using my Social Security number. I haven't filed tax for like 3 years now. So therefore, I'm not voluntarily paying income tax or signing some kind of a contract with the IRS filing a 1040. So I don't need, so basically I don't have to fill out that cryptocurrency question.
Well, it's not a contract. It's an admission. It's a confession. Mm-hmm. Contract binds you for who knows, maybe many, many, many years or decades. It's not a contract. It's a 1 year at a time confession on that's what that's all that is. Okay, and you stopped 3 years ago? Great. Good start.
Yeah.
So
question number two. Thank you for going into details regarding that crypto. Question number two. I operate under the trust with the trust EIN. So in the future, if I were to own several rental real estate properties and I'm receiving income from the rental, therefore I don't have to file income tax since it's not under my name, it's under the trust. What is your answer, sir?
Whether it's under the trust or your name, it doesn't matter. Because are you
okay.
a U.S. citizen or resident of Washington, D.C.?
No.
Okay. Do you perform functions of federal public office? Like, are you a soldier, or post office, anything like that?
No.
Okay, then. You don't owe the income tax. Done. Anything you make is yours.
Thank you.
All of it is yours.
I hope this webinar, or whatever you want to call it, I hope it's recorded so I can refer back to it and share it with friends and family.
Yes, it is. And what you want to do is go to the best way to start, friends and family, is our front page of our website. Text it to them. Again, tell them to listen to it in their car. Because they will not watch it first. Listen in the car. Right here, said watch this 9-minute video. Okay? And when they click on that, they can go to YouTube directly when they go there by clicking on YouTube on there. This 9-minute video will end and put them on this short playlist on right-hand side. You see these five videos on the right-hand side? They're about 5-6 minutes each. Watch them.
Yes.
And then at the end of most of these videos, like this one, there is a more detailed version of this presentation on the top left box that comes up. You see that on the left side. They can click on that. You can do the same and get more detailed answers on these presentations. And again, to go back to our website, what you want to do there is under education materials, these go down these things, these items you see listed on the download menu. That will give you the material there. The videos there will explain things to you in more detail for you to understand and free yourself from income tax deception and slavery.
Thank you. And I'm glad you and your program exist.
Thank you. Thank you for your love and your support. Folks, this is the way I love the world. And this is why I share my love of truth with you, to help you to love you so you have more for your family. You have less stress, more joy, more free time, nicer home, better food, better real health care. So you don't have to go to governments to get their socialized Medicare system to help you be healthy. You can afford to get yourself grass-fed beef, wild seafood. He has better nutritious food rather than cheap grains that many Americans are forced to eat because they're reduced to poverty with our corrupt income tax and monetary banking system that reduces your wealth tremendously. Okay, the Federal Reserve money issue is another big issue that I don't talk about that much, but that's just as big as the income tax fraud. So this is how my way of trying to help you guys all live happier, more prosperous, harmonious lives for yourself and your family. So with that, do you have any more questions, guys? 530 caller. What was your first name, my friend? And how did you hear about it?
Yeah, hi. This is Mike.
Would you speak up? You're in the car, and I don't hear you very well. There's a background noise. Put the phone closer to you, perhaps.
I
got a headset. If you have one, close the window if you can.
Yep. Can you hear me now?
Better, but still get closer off the speakerphone. Can you pull over and talk to me off the speakerphone so I can hear you better?
Yes, I am. Yep.
There
okay.
You go. Now, how's that?
Better.
So, hi,
what's your
Mike.
First name?
Okay. It's Mike. And I've known about you for a few years, and I get your emails and everything. And I have a question. What if you wanted to start a business of some kind? Because to start, like, opening bank accounts, people want to pay with checks. Because you only take cash. What do we do if we have to take checks from customers and stuff? Does that
put them in your bank account if you need to. Cash them.
Okay. What if we need to open up a corporation or LLC to protect us, or is there no protection really for us if we have a corporation or an S-Corp or something?
S-Corps, no. But
okay.
If you want to do a corporation, trust, limited liability company, they're all fine. I generally prefer limited liability company. I think they're better. But, you know, it depends on your particular needs. They're all fine, except the S-Corp.
Okay. Because do we have to file then? Through the LLC for our tax for that LLC or no?
No, because your LLC, your entity is not a domestic with regard to in relation to Washington, D.C. Let me show
okay.
you. Bob, you can look up these laws. Look at this, 26 space USC 7701 space house.gov. You guys can look up these laws just like me on your computer. See, it came up right here. But I don't use Google. I use DuckDuckGo.com. Okay? So you open that link in the, and here you see section 7701 comes up again, right? Definitions. And when you go down, okay, to, what was I talking about, guys? I forgot to, to the domestic. They use the word domestic and foreign, okay? They say the term domestic would apply to a corporation or partnership means created or organized in the Washington, D.C. United States means Washington, D.C. or on the laws of Washington, D.C. or of any, the state also means Washington, D.C. or Washington, D.C. See? So you're not, your entities are not domestic to Washington, D.C., right? So therefore, they are free of income tax also. Foreign means something that's not domestic, from Egypt, Germany, Japan, China, Russia, California, New York, Florida. It's all foreign. Your corporation LLC with respect to Washington, D.C. Again, remember the term United States. What does it mean? District of Columbia. State is also same thing, District of Columbia. Does that help you?
Now, yes. Now, you know how they want to change District of Columbia to a state? Will that change anything if they do that?
That will never happen because it requires the amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which gave that land to the federal government by approval of 3/4 of the states. And, you know, everybody knows that Washington, D.C., just like all these big city urban centers, are all cesspools of socialism and corruption and crime. They're your communist blue states. So obviously the red states in America will not ratify such an amendment to allow D.C. to become another state, a communist blue state. So don't worry about that. It's just all talk on television.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. I really appreciate your time and all that you do.
You're welcome, Mike. My pleasure. Okay, we finally get back to Andrew. Andrew, you see, my friend, thanks for your patience. I was able to help 1, 2, 3, 4 people after you, but I still need you, Andrew, to make it quick. Please get to the point, okay? I don't have time for long, long question-answer sessions. You may need to do a paid private consultation if you got so many questions like this stuff to ask me. And I answered your questions on that 50-minute free consultation when I answer for myself, you anyhow. I'll talk to you about the Rhode Island, California situation, my friend. You need to take good notes about these things. Okay, I already answered that question for you.
Pema, I appreciate and respect you and your time. These are follow-up questions. You had suggested when we spoke on the phone between that time and this time that I could just remove all my bank accounts from the California because they were emptying my bank account and expecting me to pay monthly. So I emptied my – so I have ended my Schwab bank account. They do have offices in California. I also found that the Navy Federal Credit Union, which I had an account with, also has offices in California, even though my office is in North Carolina. And then I have accounts in PayPal. My question is, do I have any obligation, I mean, to pay the state of California? Is that legal for them to do that? Will I get in trouble if I just remove my bank accounts as I've been doing? I'll almost be done today. What would you advise at this point?
Okay, hold on. You're asking these questions, which are very overbroad. Say, can I get in trouble? Well, let me ask you a question, Andrew. Can I die within the next hour? Can the roof on me fall within the next half hour? Can I die in a car accident tomorrow? The answer to all the above question is yes. It's because something can happen. It doesn't mean it's likely to happen. So you just think not can something happen, but how likely something to happen. No. It's very unlikely from the state of California to come after all that under $10,000, $20,000 we're going to spend $500,000 or $1 million to put you in prison to make an example out of you.
Mm-hmm.
What? In the world of possibilities,
May I refine that question? What I meant, I know that was a vague question, but what I meant by that question was, I mean, would they actually even illegally track me down and go into my bank accounts here in out in another state? Would they actually go into my account out of California? Would they do that even though it's illegal and pull money out or empty my account in some other state? Would they ever do that?
They never go into any account. They never do that ever. Even the IRS never goes into your account. What they may do is send a request or demand to a bank, your is North Carolina, to send you money, even though that request or demand is toothless. They may try it, and they may try to intimidate your bank in Germany, Egypt, South Africa, Russia, or New York, or Florida, or North Carolina to give the money. And they may do that, although they're not supposed to. It's possible, but they shouldn't, you know? So you can sue that bank or company in Florida, Texas, wherever, who turned your money over to California, again, because they're under no legal obligation to do so, and they have no protection from you suing them for turning your money illegally to the state of California. Okay?
Well, that could get very expensive. Is there a way to tell the bank, my new bank, I want to have them protect me from any illegal action on the part of the state of California?
If it comes to that, you have to contact them at that time. There's nothing you can do right now. Nothing to guarantee that you will not die tomorrow.
No, I'm not going to die tomorrow.
You tell the bank this thing, that with that, they will not do that. No, you just got to go on with your life, my friend. Enjoy the years that you have, Andrew. Okay. If it gets that far, then you tell the bank. Right now, enjoy your old age, your golden years, my friend. Don't live in fear. Okay, man of God, man of love, believe in God that all will be okay and you are okay. Don't worry about it. Don't let this fear consume you. Let your love of God and truth and relax you that you're in good shape. You're not like after for $1 million or $20 million. I mean, 20 was like 10,000. So don't worry about
I'm
it. You're
in
good
great
shape.
Shape.
Great.
I'm in great shape. I'm very healthy. I just want to know the rational, what your opinion is about, like, let's say PayPal is the last question. What about PayPal? Do
don't
I
have
need
any
to,
money with
to
PayPal
back
either.
Out of PayPal?
Don't have nothing in PayPal. You can use PayPal to pay bills. That's okay. But not to leave money in PayPal. Don't leave money with any entity that has any location whatsoever in California.
Right. Right. Okay.
And you can pay them on your own if you want to. That's your choice. Your call.
Yeah.
But this way, don't need by force. Pay them or not pay them. It's up to you.
Right. So, well, I don't want to pay them because they're a bunch of criminals. I don't want to pay them.
I know. All right. Jeez. Any other questions? Any other calls we got, guys?
I think
we got another call. I got to go to 970 Jim. I guess I have more questions. Let's see what Jim wants to know this time. All right, Jim, what else is on your mind, my friend?
Okay, Payman, I'm back to haunt you here. Where does the IRS contributions actually go?
They go in
offshore,
the general fund.
Like to the IMF or to the World Bank or where do they go? Because I remember way back when President Reagan said, not one dime of your tax money goes to fund the federal government.
That's inaccurate.
That's not true?
That's not true, no.
Okay, gotcha.
The money goes in the U.S. Treasury. And there was, what's his name that did that? What was that? Benny, what was the name of the guy I mentioned, Benny? He did that. He was a businessman who did the foundation who did on income tax, on the federal debt. He was trying to say how huge the interest payments on the federal debt is. To show how big it was, he compared it to the amount of income taxes collected. Now, remember, income taxes, gas taxes, alcohol taxes, they all go in the federal pool of taxes, of revenue. Okay?
Okay.
So they all go to the general thing, but he was trying to show how large the interest payments are for the federal debt. He said that equals about to all the income tax collections. It doesn't mean that income taxes go to the Federal Reserve, or bankers, anything like that. It just means it goes toward that. That's all it is. But people misread these things out of context. And once the rumor starts, it never stops, it seems. So it's not, got nothing with that.
Second
anything
question.
Uh-huh.
How do you stop an employer from garnishing your check?
That's not so easy. I don't have a magic bullet for that.
Okay.
The best way to go is to prevent that from happening in the first place by following the law and legal procedures and legal challenges to IRS and government actions. And the problem is these bookkeepers, accountants, CPAs, enrolled agents are all completely ignorant of the law. All of them are completely ignorant. Tax lawyers, know about legal procedures. Most of them do. But those guys are so expensive that very few people can afford them. So you don't get to challenge the IRS, the actions. That's why with our challenge, they go immediately, bam, to take your money. Marshall,
right.
I know more about IRS procedure than my tax attorney friends out there. I've done more of this kind of stuff than they do because by being a patriot freedom lover and charging very little bit for what I do compared to these guys, I got a lot more cases and practices to work on than these guys who it's not worth it for you to go to these attorneys unless The IRS is after you for at least $200,000-$300,000 or more. Right?
Wow.
So I got a lot more experience than these guys. What you want to do, and that's why I created, again, if you go to our website, that's why I created the Royal Freedom Package to prevent these levies from happening in the first place. If you do it properly with Freedom Law School, okay, Freedom Law School will give you that seven-year million-dollar guarantee to keep the IRS from lending you money for 7 years up to $1 million. That's why the option is available for those of you who want to have a security of not worrying about IRS levies coming out of nowhere. For a minimum of 7 years, you're completely safe, because I'm not going to do it longer than that, but I'm being cautious as far as my guarantee, because I'm not going to put my neck on line, you know, and my reputation, unless I know I can come through with that guarantee for you. Okay?
Okay. So on the other hand, on a notice of lien, is my understanding that's not lawful if they try to lien something because they file a notice of lien. Is that correct? That's unlawful to do that?
Well, they do it anyways because the crooked courts allow them to do it.
Right,
okay?
Right. That's right.
And they do it. They do it lawfully because you claim that you owe it by filling out a 1040 confession form. If you fill out a confession
right.
form, then they can file the lien against you in the county recorder's
right.
office.
So don't file a 1040.
Yeah, that's the first start. To be free,
okay.
You don't file confession forms. 1040 confession forms.
Thank you, Payman. God bless.
You're welcome. My pleasure, Jim. Any other person with questions?
There's a follow-up question.
All right, follow-up from what person, what area code?
No. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. It's not from Blog Talk. It's a printed-out question that I had given you from Georgia.
Oh, you remember me talking about Terry?
No. It was a printout with a question from Georgia.
We have Got a follow-up question from Georgette, who cannot call the Freedom Hour. And so she cannot call or ask to make her questions more clear. Therefore, I cannot give her a clear answer. She needs to either get on the Thursday nights, get time off from work, and ask me more detail or, but I'll try to do my best. She asked, what do I do about a 1099 that are issued to my LLC in Wyoming? The answer is nothing. Nothing needs to be done about them. That's a simple answer to Georgette's question. Should we go to Terry's question now, guys?
Terry Steeler's question? Yep. Was about the paperwork.
Yep. Is it on my computer so I can go over it?
It should be.
I need to get there. Okay. Yeah, but how do I get there?
Alt tab.
Okay, hold on, guys. I'm going to go to questions that...
it's actually not up to
me. Okay. We got, folks, somebody else, send me some documents to go over. A gentleman named Terry. Okay. And we're going to bring up his paperwork in front of me. And we blacked out his personal information, by the way, to show you guys what it looks like. Okay. All right. Okay. And so you can see example of what IRS can do. Okay. All right. Let me get this done. Okay. Thank you. I have it on my screen right now. Okay, here we go. That's it. Okay. Let me take the screen. So Terry, send me this letter. Okay. Let me show it to the screen. Here it is. Okay. This is from the IRS, as you can see, in Louisiana. Wrote to Terry in Louisiana. On the right side, it's about 2011 to 2019. And it says, Dear Terry, we are in the process of determining your correct federal tax liability for periods shown above. Okay. This is for 9 years. They're coming after Terry. And I blacked out the name of the agent as well, Internal Revenue Agent. You see on there? On the several more pages on this thing, and they're asking her, Terry, more questions. They want to meet with him. They want to get a bunch of documentation from him. I'm going to show you the page that they're asking for. Bunch of personal information, which is none of their business. Look at this one. Okay? On this forum, they're asking all this stuff. They want Terry to provide the IRS. You know, here's a request that they got. You know, tax returns for 11 through 19, confession forms, bank statements, investment accounts, 1099 K1 forms, non-taxable source of income, loans, gifts, refunds, loan agreements, IRS audits, if there was one, any other document that may be helpful to explain a tax return, okay? And then at the end, for good measure, IRS says, this list may not be all-inclusive. Examiner may need to request additional information, you know, as this examination progresses. In other words, who knows what we may want to ask of you about your life. That's none of our business, but we want to intimidate you. Okay? Well, this, unfortunately, is not one done automatically by major IRS computer centers like Ogden, Utah. Okay, that's the one that sends out these kind of letters, okay? And this letter came to Terry, as you can see on the top right, April 30th, 2021. And they want by May 15th response on the top right area. It shows that too, response date. Okay, the date it was issued is April 30th of this year. So, Terry, I got bad news for you, my friend. Terry was at one time was one of our students. Had you maintained your Royal Field Package membership, this all would have been covered. It's very, very likely the IRS is going to come after you because they got an agent assigned to you. It's not very common. They got one assigned to you for all these 9 years. How much is going to come after you for? I don't know. You know, well, 9 years, I don't know. If it's with penalty and interest, is it $20,000 a year? That would be $180,000. Is it $50,000 a year? That would be $450,000. You know, when you add up the penalties and interest. I don't know. But they're likely going to come after you. And I have no silver bullet answers. Okay, you want to rejoin us? You know, about a year or two ago, and you didn't do so. I'm sorry you didn't do so. But look, I'm just a middleman between you and every other freedom lover who joins hands through our Royal Freedom Package membership to protect and be with each other. So that when most people get left alone, great, the one person that's coming under attack is supported by all the other people who are not coming under attack. See, that's how it works. We all got to pitch in a little bit into this pool so that the fewest to get under attack like you are getting attacked, everything will be done at no extra charge included. It's kind of like insurance, you could say. I don't sell insurance policies, but it's like the same concept of we all getting together that insurance has. So at this point, you need to join Royal Freedom Package program again. But for this issue, when it gets to a stage that we can or should challenge it, and that will come maybe in a few months, maybe in a few years, I don't know. At that point, because this is a pre-existing condition you came with us, there'll be an extra annual charge, could be $3,000 a year, could be $10,000 a year, may take 3 years, may take 4 years for all this challenge to go through and the appeals to highest level, I don't know, but you gotta be prepared. For obviously for 10 years minimum, you have not filed for income tax. Okay, what happened to all that money? You spend it, I understand. But you see, that's why it's wise to put a little bit of that money into this program to defend you just in case your number comes up. All of you folks. Unfortunately for Terry, it came up. And again, it's not me. I'm just a facilitator of this program that works for all of you who join hands with other freedom seekers like Terry to support each other just in case one of you come under attack. He's, again, everybody else is there to support him, fund and pay for the detailed quality work that he needs to win, or at least have a great chance of winning. So I hope that's helpful for you. Call tomorrow. Call to my office. They will instruct them to discuss your situation with you in more detail privately. If you want, Terry, you can do that at Freedom Law School's office. Do we have anybody else with any more questions? No? Okay. Shall we do the short version of the presentation? I guess it's time to do that. So for... Actually, it's really not, is it? No, it's really not that different. No, we don't have to do a short on this one. Because it only... The short of this presentation is pretty much the same thing on the front page of our website. You know, this is pretty much it. On front page of Freedom Law School website, livefreedom.org, this video right here, here's a short version of this, which you want to share with everybody else. Oh, let me tell you guys about one more thing. Red Pill Expo. You guys going to want to be there, okay? RedPillExpo.org. June 5th and 6th in Mount Rushmore, Rapocee, South Dakota. I'll be speaking there. Along with over a dozen other great freedom, health, truth leaders and speakers, Ed Griffin, you know, is organizer on the top left. And here are the speakers they have lined up as of now. You want to come with your family members. Yes, bring your family members with you, children and grandchildren, spouses, cousins if you can, okay? As much, but first, your immediate family members, bring them with you and learn from all those great speakers, the red pill of truth that you're seeking. So go there. We have a few discounted tickets available at Freedom Law School, less than what they have. Okay, just a few, okay, of those. If you guys want, let us know, call us. But be there. Anyhow, folks, you'll have a great time at the Red Pill Expo. That's going to be happening June 5th through 6th in Rapid City, South Dakota. All right. So with that, folks, I give you all my love by giving you all the knowledge I have and hoping that you take the red pill of truth. Continue on your journey to freedom by going to our website and our YouTube channel and study these issues. And at the end, you will have to make the decision to free yourself from income tax, deception, and slavery. And Freedom Law School will be there behind you if you want me. And please share this with everybody that you know out there and help others give them a chance to live free as well.